T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There are certain moments in your life, whether it's sports-related, but certainly personally, where you remember where you were and you remember where you thought. Everything you thought as that moment was occurring. Obviously, we all remember the birth of our kids. We remember maybe when we proposed to our wives. But I also very deeply remember the day that I knew Aaron Rodgers was committing to the New York Jets. It was actually 1 year ago today. And it sounded like this.
My intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Four more years.
Do you remember where you were when you heard that? That magical moment in football history?
Ish. I just remember BT's reaction.
He was excited.
Oh, he's going crazy.
Of course. Actually, I think you guys were on the air. I think that's where you were.
I'm sure we were.
Because I was in the office that's now mine, that used to be Craig's office, and we sat there together. And I remember when Aaron said it, I jumped out of the massage chair. And I was like, yes! And then he started laughing. And were you there too, Loogie, right? Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I had to clean up all the drool coming out of your mouth.
Now, it's been a crazy year. I think we have to admit that we haven't seen everything coming in terms of the year of Aaron Rodgers. From waiting for the trade to happen, to the trade happening, to training camp, to obviously the injury, to everything with Pat McAfee during the season, to now of his potential vice presidential run. I listened to something last night while I was in the shower cleaning off this beard paint that to me has confirmed Aaron Rodgers is doing this. He's going to run. And I don't know if you guys have heard the audio. I think this is going to be the first time in FAN history we are going to hear from the man himself. And I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers. I'm talking about independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He joined Trace Gallagher on the Fox News channel the other night, and I give Trace credit. He went right to it. So, Trace, take it away.
We know that Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the New York Jets, formerly of the Green Bay Packers, is a prominent name in that. Why?
Well, he's one of the people that we've talked to. I really like Aaron because, you know, our appeal is to young people. We're trying to make sure that young people are participating in the political process, that they have hope for America. We want somebody, the people who have run up the $34 trillion debt, which they're dumping on that generation, are all older people. And we want somebody young who's going to look out for that generation.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Thinking about the young people. By the way, that answer, I'm listening to this in the shower, and I'm like, holy crap.
He's running.
He's running. He's explaining it. And I just want to get this out of the way because it's very, very important. I see the look on Sean's face, and it's the unknown thing or the thing no one talks about. Why does RFK sound like that? He has this involuntary movement disorder. It's called dystonia, and it affects your voice box. And RFK has said in the past that it pains him when he hears himself speak. So cut out the jokes. It's the way he sounds. He has that issue that he has described. It's called spasmodic dysphonia, and apparently affects a very few of this population, less than 1%, but it affects RFK. So shut up over there, Sean. I saw that look.
You think it's the first time I heard the clip? Screw you, pal.
I think it's the first time you've ever heard RFK talk. Yes.
Okay.
You imagine Sal Licata in the car right now? Who is that?
Sal thought that was Woody Johnson.
But RFK wasn't done. Tell me more on why Aaron Rodgers would be a great VP.
Aaron Rodgers is battle tested. He's he stood up. He's been hammered by the press.
Oh.
stood up for things we believed in. I like that part of his character. He's a critical thinker, and I think we need that at the time, as you know, the rise of AI. We need people who understand that you cannot always trust authority. Just because somebody's in charge, it doesn't mean that they're telling you the truth. And we want somebody who's going to critically examine. My father used to say, one of the duties of living as a citizen in a democracy is to maintain a constant posture of skepticism toward authority. And I think Aaron's shown that.
He's definitely shown that.
I agree, Mr. Kennedy.
He's got a thick skin, and he's able to retort without being angry.
Yeah, which is true.
Which is good for vice presidential candidates, but guess what? Politician.
Guess what? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had more reasons why Aaron Rodgers would be a great vice president.
Also, somebody who I think will help me get the country healthy again. He's 40 years old. He's focused on his own health. He's very aware of health issues. And you know, that's one of the things that's one of the key parts of my agenda is to get the country healthy again.
Aaron Rodgers making America healthier again. Dude, I could see the slogan.
What color is the hat?
You could hear that green. You could hear that entire interview, and you have to be thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Holy crap.
Yeah, I don't know what he said about any of the other, because I didn't listen to this except for in the clips that you just brought up, Evan.
Yes.
What he said about any of the other potential VP
candidates. He wasn't asked about the other
VP candidates.
And so you would think that if he already had a VP candidate in mind, he would have at least mentioned some other people.
Now, right? To Trace's credit, how does he respond to all this? The way we'd all respond to all this.
Sounds to me like Aaron Rodgers is the choice, is your choice. Is he your vice presidential choice?
My choice. On the 26th of this month, so 2 weeks from today, in Oakland, if you want to find out who my choice is, you need to come to that.
Might as well just let us know right here because you've got the time, the space, I think.
Trace is begging.
Four more years.
I don't want to go to Oakland. Tell me now.
Now, I will admit that answer.
That was a telling laugh.
It was a telling laugh, but it also does fit the narrative that many have. I've heard Giannotti bring this up, and I respect this, that this is all a work. That this is all a plot to keep us interested. And RFK continued it on Fox News by certainly not denying it. And if anything, selling us on Aaron Rodgers, the vice president. So if this is one giant work, I give RFK Jr. a lot of credit.
Wow.
I thought he did a great job with it. And you're right. That laugh at the end is either a laugh of a brilliant wrestling angle or the laugh of, schmuck, he's the guy.
Let's rewind, though, about 8 months ago. Eight, maybe 9 months ago, there's this little football pop culture story that was percolating around the National Football League. And I, like a lot of people, thought it was a work. And I'm talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Everybody thought this is just nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's just a ploy to get more interest from Swifties into the NFL. And it kind of worked. And guess what? It wasn't a work. Maybe it started out as one.
Maybe.
Maybe it started out as a publicity stunt. But ultimately, he's now traveling around the world to go to her concerts. And it seems like they're a real deal.
There's a term for that, by the way. It's called you worked yourself into a shoot. That's the term for what you're describing.
Right. That's exactly what it feels like. Because this Aaron Rodgers thing easily could have been, we're friends. Let's just kind of talk about this. Hey, what would you think about this? Oh, okay. I kind of actually really want you to do this. All right, now I'm going to offer it to you, and you have accepted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are in a position where March 26th is the day that he will be announcing his running mate. If nothing comes out between now and that day, I'm just gonna tell you. I have to be honest. And Spike Eskin, too bad, you're gone. Programming announcement. We're gonna be airing this live. In fact, we're gonna be in Oakland, California, live with RFK Jr., just in case Rodgers is the guy. And for those that say stick to sports, it is sports!
Four more years.
He's the quarterback of the Jets! And to that schmuck who called Loogie last night, Loogie got into it with a caller who said, this is all made up, this isn't even true. And I was like in my ear saying, Loogie, tell him that the Kennedy campaign is confirmed.
Right.
They're considering Rodgers. The guy kept pushing that the idea of Rodgers as a VP is some made-up story from one of the wings. I forget if it was left wing or right wing. And Loogie's losing his mind, like, what are you talking about? You just heard from the man himself. This is not made up.
I never thought I'd hear CNN hit piece during a football call about Aaron Rodgers, but I did.
Well, he conflated the two because
sure.
The CNN
that's what I said to him, you're conflating
hit piece
it.
Was about Sandy Hook.
Yes. Right.
This, what we're talking about right now, is not about that controversy. It's about him running for vice president, and you heard the audio. That is a guy who's considering him, or a guy who's picked him, or a guy that's effing with us. And I admit, effing with us, of course, is a possibility. But to quote the great Tiki Barber, sometimes things start as a work, and it becomes a shoot, which means it's real.
Because even if you're effing with us and you're getting the publicity, you're still getting what you wanted, even if you are effing with us. The bottom line here is getting publicity. They got it.
Oh, they definitely have it.
I mean, we know Aaron Rodgers now for a good year. Today's the year anniversary. Would it shock anybody if RFK Jr. has picked Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers hasn't fully told RFK Jr. he's in yet, and that's why he gets anything? I mean, come
maybe,
on.
Maybe.
This is classic Rodgers. I think so, but I'll confirm before that date.
Four more years?
You can't put anything past Aaron Rodgers.
You can't.
You just can't. You don't know what he's going to do. I mean, think about this last year when he went into the ayahuasca darkness thing. Had you ever heard of that? Had you ever heard of that? Ayahuasca darkness?
Think about the sentence you just uttered.
Right.
No, we never heard of it.
I think I heard of it because of Robin Quivers. Right. That's the only reason.
I hadn't heard of it. I think 80% of America had never heard of it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, by the way, get what this is. You're taking drugs and you're going to live in a hovel for 2 weeks.
Thank God for drugs.
See anybody. And 10 years ago, we'd all be like, dude, he needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
And now he's mainstreaming it.
Yes, he is.
And it's now something that's accepted.
Yeah. If Josh Gordon went on a ayahuasca retreat, he'd be sent to play football in Europe.
Exactly right. And instead, he mainstreamed it. So I can't put anything past Aaron Rodgers. He's been brilliant at his mastery of media.
So as of right now, after listening to the audio of future president Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is Aaron Rodgers going to run? Is he going to join him as his VP? Go ahead. I'll start with Loogie. Go.
Yes.
Yes. Sean.
Yeah.
Really? Tiki.
Yeah. Wow. He just waxed so poetic about him.
Hey, dude.
Now, maybe
they
were just such close friends. He could just speak, you know, extemporaneously off the cuff about his good friend. Maybe that's what that was.
I'll tell you this right now.
But it sounded like a prepared, I'm practicing this for when he actually becomes my VP.
I tell you this, there's one thing that he said, and I was like shaking my head like, oh, my God, you get me all hot and bothered. I'm so sick of old people running up a deficit and a debt for our country. And by the way, Bobby Kennedy Jr. is old. Like, I think he'll admit it. He's 70.
70, yeah.
And it's not like he's, you know, 45. And he said, I got a running mate who's young, 40-year-old, Aaron Rodgers, who's going to care about that long term. I was like, you know
America
what?
America healthy again.
And get America. That one, I don't know if I'd buy.
He's not a doctor. He is a football player.
By the way, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Aaron Rodgers is the best candidate.
He should want it. No, seriously. He's young. You get attention with it. You're a third party anyway. Aaron Rodgers is the best candidate by far, so he should want Aaron Rodgers.
Let us go to Rob in Staten Island. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing good, guys. How's everything?
We're good.
Good. What's up?
Yeah, with this Aaron Rodgers nonsense of him running, not running, I'm at a point where if he doesn't come back, good riddance, next time. That being said, if that does happen, what's your opinion on either, let's say, a Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy Garoppolo? I'll hang up and listen to you.
Yeah.
We've gotten to the point of, all right, maybe he will be the guy. What are we doing to quarterback?
Now you got to find some contingency. So here's the list. This is the list of the free agent quarterbacks still on the market.
Go ahead.
Ryan Tannehill and Jimmy Garoppolo. And by the way, don't forget, Tyrod Taylor is already on the roster. Teddy Bridgewater. Tyler Huntley.
I think Teddy Bridgewater retired officially.
Because he's coaching.
Yep.
But he's still technically a free agent.
Yep,
he could be coerced out of retirement, I'm sure, because he's only 31 years old.
That's when he's floating around on Madden. You're like, I'm just going to sign him fakely.
Brian Hoyer, but he's 38 years old, so count him out. Joshua Dobbs.
No.
Easton Stick. Nate Sudfield.
Easton Stick just re-signed with the Chargers like a minute ago.
So get him out. Blaine Gabbert. Carson Wentz. Kyle Allen. Trevor Siemian. A.J. McCarron. Matt Barkley, Logan Woodside, Felipe Franks, but I think actually he's playing tight end at this point, and Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah, no, my answer is Justin.
Nobody.
My answer is Justin Fields. I would pivot to Justin Fields. And I hate to criticize Trace Gallagher, but because I thought overall he did a fine job, I got a big issue with Trace. Why didn't he ask him, can Rodgers do both? Hey, Robert, do you need a full-time vice presidential candidate? I mean, he is the active quarterback of the New York Jets, because I would have been interested to see how he handled that. Now, he could have punted it by saying, that's up to Aaron, or he could have said, yeah, he'll do both,
there's nothing in Aaron's contract that says that he can't. That's the answer. It's a non-answer.
Because what's so funny is, around here, like, it's interesting. It's a sports-related figure. It's sports and politics, third-party politics, coming together. But I think one of the biggest questions on the minds of anybody is, okay, if he does this, can he do both? That is the biggest question. It's the biggest question I have.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I brought up when Sean broke this story to me 4 days ago. I was like, wait a second. Can he do both?
Yeah.
And so as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talks more and more glowingly about Aaron Rodgers, can someone answer that freaking question?
No, it's too hard. But to his point, you know, if you do have to really, as a Jet, start to think about the pivot, you said it before, the pivot is Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. Brock is in Huntington. Oh, you're on the fan, Brock. What's up, man?
Brock? Brock, what's up, dude?
Everything all right over there?
You hear me?
Yeah. Someone crying in the background? I don't know. What's up, Brock?
Brock? Oh, all right.
Guess we lost Brock.
Yeah, it sounded like someone was crying in the background. It's going to be me after Aaron Rodgers decides he's not playing football anymore.
He's at home. It's Friday, working from home, kids at home.
Yeah, speaking of kids.
He's trying to call.
Speaking of kids, and this will happen, let's say, in 35 minutes, okay? I haven't done this in a while. We are bringing back a Cinco de Evo, because speaking of kids, I have a Cinco de Evo on the 5 most irrational, makes no sense tirades a child has ever had. And I've got 2 kids to choose from. And I started writing it down because there was a tirade in the last couple of days that made me think, oh my God, this is insane. And then I started thinking about the other tirades that both of my wonderful sons have had. And so I compiled a list. I think a lot of us can relate to this list. Tiki, Sean, Loogie can't, most people listening. So right at about 3:50, we'll unveil for the first time in a month a Cinco de Evo on the 5 most irrational child tirades I have ever heard.
Should we have Lou Gower do a shadow list? In case yours is good?
Can you imagine that one?
He has no experience.
Yeah. David is in Manhattan. What's going on, David?
David.
Ez and Tiki, what's going on?
All's good.
What's up, man?
Good. Yeah, I'm a huge Giants fan here, season ticket holder for 20 years. I'm probably in the minority here, but I truly believe Daniel Jones can still have success on this Giants team. I think he's talented, fast, strong arm. I get his flaws. He's injury prone, could probably make some quicker decisions.
Yeah.
But Evan Tiki, let me ask you a couple questions here. Who do you think Daniel Jones' best wide receiver has been the past 5 years or so?
Probably Sterling Shepard.
Oh.
Sterling Shepard, Golden Tate, Darius Slade.
No, I would actually say his running back. Better? I'd say his answer is Saquon Barkley.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
It's probably my answer.
Probably Saquon.
Okay, and how about the offensive line the past 5 years? How has that been?
Well, it's only been 2 years, and I'd say Andrew Thomas is the best of the bunch.
Okay. My point is, everyone talks about Justin Fields, how talented he is. Oh, he just needs to be in the right situation. He's a 10-30 record. What has he done that Jones hasn't done? And then let me ask you another question. I'm in a little debate with one of my friends. If Jalen Hurts was the quarterback of the Giants for the past 4 or 5 years, what do you think? Do you think our win ratio would be that much higher?
You mean the Giants win ratio?
Yeah, if Jalen
no,
Hurts was
it would
the
not have been. It would not have been. Jalen Hurts benefited from having a solid veteran offensive line and skill position players, although some of the changed over, particularly at running back, from Miles Sanders to DeAndre Swift, etc. But he's had a solid offensive line and the consistency of a system for three seasons, and not to mention two really good wide receivers. So if he had been on the Giants wouldn't have been, quote-unquote, better.
I don't think anyone's suggesting that, though.
Yeah, but he was just asking because he's in a debate with his buddy.
Because he's trying to make the case, and I get what he's doing, and I've heard this for 5 years now, that Daniel Jones has been given a bad hand. And he's right. But the biggest negative towards Daniel Jones, because he asked the question, hey, what has Justin Fields done that Daniel Jones hasn't? And the answer is, even though Fields has had his own injuries, he's been healthier. Health matters. Health is a big deal. If you're not available, you can't help your team win.
If that's the only thing that I worry about with Daniel Jones.
Yes.
It's not like learning the system or accurately throwing the ball downfield or being an athlete. It's the only thing I care about with Daniel Jones is, are you available?
I agree. I think he is a very middle of the pack, but if you gave him a great situation, can win kind of quarterback. That's why I'm being perfectly honest about this. If Jones had a very good season or a good season, became a free agent because the Giants cut him, and Aaron Rodgers retired.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I'd be interested in Daniel Jones because I know, yes, injuries are a big concern. I better have a backup that can play. But, wow, if I put him in a good situation, you know, give him a number one wide receiver like Garrett Wilson, give him a hell of a running game like Breece Hall, maybe the offensive line is fixed, I think you can win with him. I think that's the argument. Go ahead.
What's up?
Speaking of Jalen Hurts, he has some competition in his quarterback room. The Eagles and Steelers have pulled off a trade where Kenny Pickett is headed to Philadelphia.
He's not competition. Well, he's just a developmental backup.
More on that.
All right, but so was he with Carson Wentz, by the way.
So similar value, according to Adam Schefter, is the Sam Howell trade with Washington and Seattle. The Steelers get a third-round pick, 2/7. The Eagles get Kenny Pickett and a fourth-round pick. Now, there's a further report that the Steelers out of Pittsburgh became more convinced to trade Kenny Pickett because of the way he has acted since the Steelers acquired Russell Wilson.
How has he acted?
Yeah, what are we missing?
He didn't want to compete with Russell Wilson. He wants to be a starting quarterback.
Well, he's going to Philadelphia. He ain't going to be a starter there.
Well, wow.
Things fell apart with Jalen Hurts at the end of the year.
I don't know Kenny Pickett. He's a Jersey guy. I want to like him. You can't be that entitled to think that you have deserved in the 2 years you've played. Not that he's been awful by any stretch.
But he has not nearly been good enough.
Agree.
To say, I am the unquestioned starter.
No, absolutely. Especially when a guy with a resume like Russell Wilson walks through that door.
And by the way, Russell Wilson is now sitting in Pittsburgh without a competitor for the starting quarterback.
Was he ever really going to have a competitor, though? When you saw, despite the money he's making, I know he's making nothing. But when you have a guy with the resume of Russell Wilson, and I thought this with the Giants, too, like when they were flirting with him. You bring him in, he's playing. What are we talking about?
In theory, I think I would agree with that. But if he had looked terrible in the spring, because we know what the issues have been over the last couple of years, the offenses in the NFL have exploded. Like the terminology and the amount of things you have to know, he couldn't do. He couldn't handle. And so I don't know if that's going to be the case in Pittsburgh, but with Kenny Pickett having experience in the system, he might have had an edge.
Yeah,
like he might have beat him out.
Nah.
But I doubt it. To your point, I think Russell Wilson would have been the starter.
I do think because of his age and because of the still unknownness and Kenny Pickett only being in the league for 2 years, that moment Jalen Hurts struggles. Oh baby, Spike Eskin's going to turn on his microphone on WIP and he's going to whine like a baby. We want Kenny. We need Kenny. Jalen's overrated. Bench him for Kenny. We may have some Philadelphia quarterback controversies. By the way,
I think there's a New York tie to this.
How's that? Well, he's from Jersey. He's a Jersey guy.
I'm reading some of the potential backup options now for the Steelers.
And?
They just got 2 seventh-round picks. Could they flip one for Zach Wilson to have him be the backup to Russell Wilson?
You know what? Can I be honest when I say this? Who the hell cares? I don't care.
Well, I'm just saying.
I do not care where Zach Wilson plays. I don't even care what the Jets get back because I know it's going to be nothing. I just want, like, that moment where you break the glass, assuming we're on the air, and you say Zach Wilson has been traded or Zach Wilson isn't on the Jets. I'm going to celebrate it. Like, okay, great. I don't have to worry about this anymore. But it's one of those, like, celebrations where you know it's going to happen. Like when the Yankees clinched the division in 98. Like, you're excited, but you knew for months you were winning the division in 98. You were the best team ever. Like, one of those inevitable celebrations. That's how I'm going to view it. And when you tell me he's traded, I'll ask you what they got back because, you know, you never know. And then I won't even ask where he went. Now, Tiki will because he'll care. And he'll do that for the audience, which I respect. I could not care less, or I could care less. No, I could not care less what team Zach Wilson's on.
Zach Wilson's not good.
You could send him to Miami and start that whole, oh, he's going to replace Tua and Mike White and be a man. No, I'm not scared. You could send him to Denver. You could send him to San Francisco. You could send him to Pittsburgh. You can send him to Minnesota. You can send him to New England. You can send him to Pittsburgh. You can send him to the freaking Giants. Well, actually, no. That one I'd care about. It doesn't matter where he goes. He stinks. So... I'm sorry, that you got me on a little tirade.
And I realize they cannot trade Zach Wilson yet because they have no idea if Aaron Rodgers is available this year because he might be a vice president.
Don't do this.
Four more years.
Don't do this.
Regardless. Don't do this. By the way, he's going to be out before training camp starts because that's when his roster bonus is due.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Josh in Poughkeepsie. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are we doing?
Good.
Fine on this beautiful Friday. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
One quick thing about the Knicks. I talked to you guys a while back, and we were saying that they were going to weather the storm of this injury bug.
Boy, have they ever, by the way. Especially with the Sixers continuing to lose all the time. Like, they have completely weathered it.
Loving it. Loving seeing OG come back, even with a little scare last night with him banging his elbow.
Yeah.
Play the rest of the game. The one thing I'm worried about with the Giants is them overreacting and taking a quarterback in the first round. We obviously have Daniel Jones wrapped up for next year. You're going to pay him no matter what. You got to play him. Whether he gets hurt or not doesn't really matter because now you have Drew Lock on a cheap deal. Throw him in there for the rest of the season. You take that sixth pick and you draft either Bowers, Marvin Harrison Jr., or the other kid, Rome from
Adunze. Adunze from right. Washington.
There are pieces that they need. There are pieces that we don't have. We just got rid of our most talented running back / wide receiver. Jalen Hyatt's a good person who can rip the top off a defense, but he's young still. We need another playmaker.
Right. I mean, that's the biggest issue. I mean, it's interesting when I thought about what the process was for the Giants this year. It was securing the offensive line, figuring out the quarterback situation, and then you ultimately go find these skill position players. But the skill position was the least, I think, urgent for me because of how deep this draft is at wide receiver. And so you're going to get one of these good players, even if they fall to the second round.
But you got to get them now.
Oh, I know. But
like, I agree with you, but
I think a lot of these wide receivers could go in the first round. They're not, because every team's not going to take a wide receiver. But you're going to get a first round-ish talent in the second or third round just because of how many they are.
No, I get you. It's just you look at the Giants' skill position right now. They've lost Saquon Barkley. They replaced him with Devin Singletary. And I think we all admit that while he's a nice replacement, he's not Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Right now, Darren Waller
had a pretty good season last year.
No, he did. Absolutely. I'm just saying he's not Saquon Barkley. He's right. It's a downgrade. Whether it's a massive downgrade, I'm not saying it is, but it's a downgrade. Darren Waller, who wasn't very good last year, A, what is he if he plays this year? Can he stay healthy? And then B, is he going to play this year? And you tell me, because you've obviously dealt with retiring, but I think your retirement decision was pretty early on.
Yeah.
And we just heard Aaron Donald today. Congrats to him. That's a first ballot Hall of Famer announcing his retirement. Darren Waller's thinking about it, and he has every right to think about it. And honestly, a decision like that, you should probably take as much time as you need.
Yeah,
but if you're a franchise, is there that point where you call up and say, hey, listen, I need to know what the hell's going on?
You probably have 2.5 to 3 weeks. And then if you're going to be respectful of your team, not that he's been there for a long time, but he's got to let them know in 2.5 or 3 weeks.
2.5 weeks from when? Like now?
From now.
Oh, okay. So you got to know by definitely before the draft.
100%. So you got to know like a couple weeks before the draft.
So Waller
is going to change your board.
Absolutely. May or may not play. he's a question. Barkley's not here. And so you got Jalin Hyatt, who we like. You got Wandell Robinson, who you like. You don't have a lot of skilled position weapons. And you have a draft that's flush with them. And so you're right. You could get a guy in the second round. You get a guy in the third round. But what if you can get a top, top guy?
Mm-hmm.
What if you can give, whether it's Daniel Jones, Drew Lock, or someone else, that big toy? Because one of the excuses for Daniel Jones was lack of weapons.
Right.
You don't want that excuse for the next guy. Let's go to Joe, Rhode Island. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, guys? Huge fan. I want to start by saying I'm a Giants fan, but I'm also a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. I listen to him on all of Rogan's podcasts and stuff. But I got to say, Evan, and break your heart. If this is a possibility where he's going to be in, he will retire from football. He will care way more about that than he will about football. He almost retired in 21 to be the host of Jeopardy.
I don't think he would have had to retire to do that. I know he actively was pursuing to be the host, but he was willing to retire for that. But
if you're willing to retire to be the host of Jeopardy, that's not even a question.
Two things. Number one, politics and changing the world, whether you agree with the guy or not, is more important than football. So I admire that, even if I don't agree with him on all his opinions. I admire putting country first. That's number one. Number two, here's the difference, I think, between what you're citing with Jeopardy in 21 and even right now. As much as he may love being a running mate, it felt like back then he was thinking about retiring a lot. Over the last year, he's made it clear he's been rejuvenated by being in New York and being a Jet. Even recently saying he sees himself playing four more years. So that doesn't sound like a guy who's like, I'm going to retire and run third-party VP. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't think the VP was an option then when he was saying that 4 years.
I don't know.
That he had an option to be VP, I don't even think he would have went to the Jets.
You know why, though, I think you're wrong? Him and RFK, this is not new. His love of RFK is not new. His relationship with him is not new. This has been out there for a while. They've been friends now for a while.
Right.
So you don't think when he's talking about, I want to play 2, 3, 4 more years, which is not a long time ago. It was like 2 weeks ago. You don't think he had discussions, even if it was on the periphery with RFK Jr., about doing something substantial for his campaign? So I'm not as convinced, he'd retire for this. I think it's very different than the Jeopardy thing, because it sounded like those last few years in Green Bay, Tiki, he was half out the door.
Yeah, it felt like he was not bored with it, but it wasn't, I don't know, something wasn't quite right in Green Bay. And so he was obviously looking for whatever the next step was. Jeopardy, just so people understand this, they tape like 4 or 5 episodes a day over like an 8 or 10 day period. So they basically do the whole season in 2 weeks. So if Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have had to retire in order to be the host of Jeopardy, like we think it's live, it's not live. They tape all those things weeks, sometimes months in advance.
So he could have done both easily.
100%.
And listen, what does it take to campaign to be vice president independent? You know, you show up once a week on a Zoom. That's all you got to do. And then, yes, if somehow there's a...
You take a private plane on your off day.
That's it. Off day campaigning. RFK Jr. would build his entire presidential campaign around the practice schedule of Aaron Rodgers. His campaign will call up Roger Goodell and say, okay, I don't want to imitate him because I feel bad about the voice thing. I don't want to mock him. All right, we got to make sure this Monday's free. No Monday Night Football on this day, okay? Because we got a big campaign rally in Iowa, okay? And if we ever get on the debate stage, you got to make sure this night's free, because I think there is one night where the debate that may not happen is scheduled to be against a football game. I think. I have to double check that. But the debates ain't going to happen, and maybe Kennedy wouldn't even be on the stage.
And he'll be free on election Tuesday.
That's right. And he's very free on election Tuesday.
Take a vet day on Wednesday. He'll be fine.
That's right. We got a lot of baseball to get to coming up, including what your new expectations are for Gerrit Cole. We may see him in June, but is he going to be the same guy? We'll get to that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. I don't know what to think about this. You know, like DoorDash and Grubhub, how, you know, sometimes you're just ordering food because you're lazy, because you're tired, you don't want to make anything.
Yes.
I didn't realize this. I read this today from a social media account I follow, that Chuck E. Cheese is actually available on DoorDash. So if you wanted pizza and you were hungry, one of your pizza options is Chuck E. Cheese.
Why not just Pizza Hut?
I know. I mean, first of all,
or Domino's
or anything that's not Chuck E. Cheese, and also
your local Nona's. That's the one in my town.
Nona's.
Like, why not one of those?
I also love the fact that the social media account I follow, Super 70 Sports, described Chuck E. Cheese this way: the pizza only exists so that a rat can maintain a chain of child casinos.
Can I defend Charles Cheese for a second?
Well, excuse me, you want to do what?
I want to defend Charles Cheese.
I've never heard it that way, but that is amazing.
By the way, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised you would say that, Sean, because back in August of 2023, Sean Morash tweeted, quote, "I'm at Chuck E. Cheese. It probably feels like a hot take, but this is the truth. The pizza here is amazing. And better than a good amount of slices you can get in New York City."
I stand by that.
So now, knowing you think that, sure, go ahead.
All right. Look, I had a lot of negative feelings about Chuck E. Cheese, and I have a kid that's 2 and 4 now.
And back
kids.
Then, what year was that?
This was last year. I was at a birthday party. Okay. I have now made several travels. I don't know what's happened to Chuck E. Cheese since I was a kid. The pizza has evolved.
They dropped the apostrophe S. That's what happened.
Okay. But the pizza has evolved. The pizza has changed. It used to be like a little thicker. The kind of pizza I like is thin, a little crispy. The undercarriage on this pizza is really good. It's got a little garlic tang to it in the crust. And for some reason, the cheese and sauce doesn't taste overly fake like chain pizza, where I'm telling you, I was socks blown off the fridge. So then I went back a second time, and I've gone back a third time. And now I've gotten to the point where I will just forget the skee ball, only order a pie from there and bring it home for me and the kids to eat.
Wow.
I have changed, and I'm telling you, I think it's people without kids that don't frequent it that have this bad idea from when they were a kid. Chuck E. Cheese pizza has become the
truth.
I'm
going to go to the Google machine.
Okay.
I thought you said you were going to go to Chuck E. Cheese this weekend and try it out yourself.
I'm going to go to the Google machine and see. If Chuck E. Cheese changed its pizza recipe. Chuck E. Cheese change its pizza recipe?
I think their recipe used to be, here's a frozen pie that we're going to stick in a microwave. Yes. And that's it.
And I'm not telling you there's like a 60-year-old named Arthur tossing dough in front of you as you're racking up the tickets, but there's something different about it. It is definitely reputable pizza now.
I can't get over the pizza only exists so that a rat can maintain child casinos. Because it is sort of true that all these places, aren't they like child casinos? I was at a child casino over the weekend. You stick all that money on the card. You play all these dopey games. You win like minuscule amount of tickets in which then you get overpriced objects that the kids love that they want to spend immediately on. It really is a child casino.
You get a sticker, or if you go every single day for 6 years, you might get an Xbox video game.
Right.
That's and true. My oldest son loves what he calls the grabber machine, which is really the...
The claw.
The claw. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
I don't know the official name for it.
The claw.
Toy Story named it the claw. Yeah. It's the claw.
Okay, well, you put the money in and you try to get these dopey stuffed animals. My 7-year-old's obsessed with it like it is gambling. Like, it is literally a freaking casino of, we got to do it again, we got to do it again, we got to do it again. And then when you finally win, you just spent $30 for a dopey little toy you're never going to play.
Claws are master.
Yes, but you spent $30 for the entertainment of trying to acquire that.
That's the same thing as gambling,
Teak. Stupid little toy.
You're right, but that's the same thing as being at a blackjack table.
At least it's gambling, you get money.
Better.
You're not getting a broke down toy.
So, stranger from the outside.
So gambling, probably better than taking your kid to a child casino where you're just going to get like a bunch of crappy toys.
So
that's
back
what you just said.
In 2019, so going into the 2020 year,
yes.
Chuck E. Cheese's, this is according to Newsmax, changed its pizza recipe to become to accommodate the changing tastes of parents and children alike.
Wow.
Told you. I'm telling you, I know how that sounds, and I know people want to spit my face because I said that.
Wow.
Go get yourself a Chuck E. Cheese pie, and if you tell me you don't like it, you're lying to yourself.
I got to tell you, I have never taken my kids to a Chuck E. Cheese because there's so many other places that you can go that kind of do the exact same stuff. I don't even know if I have a Chuck E. Cheese around me, but now I'm going to go just to try the pizza.
You've convinced me. I think I know what I'm doing for dinner Saturday.
I'm glad we inspired you. Let's go to Jeff in Garden City. Good afternoon, Jeff.
I am... This pizza thing is making me nuts. No true New Yorker would ever go to Chuck E. Cheese for pizza.
I'm a true New Yorker.
Not for pizza.
Even the Jersey people would never go.
Not for pizza.
No. Let me get back to my original thing with are the Jets interested in Justin Fields? And if not, why not?
Okay, so if Aaron Rodgers is committed to playing football this season, which as of this moment, I still believe he plans on doing. Okay, despite all the VP rumors, I don't think Aaron Rodgers retires to run as Kennedy's vice presidential nominee. I think he would try to do both. So let's have this discussion under the guise that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the New York Jets. The reason you're not interested in Justin Fields is that what's the long-term avenue of giving up that valuable pick for 1 year of Fields? He is a free agent at the end of the year, unless you exercise his fifth-year option. If you exercise his fifth-year option, that cap number is somewhere around $24 million, which is really expensive for a backup. Then he's a free agent. If Aaron Rodgers is still playing and is still your quarterback, what are you doing? He probably walks away for nothing.
Yeah.
So I think the Jets, clearly by signing Tyrod Taylor and not having an interest in Justin Fields, they're telling you, yeah, we believe Aaron Rodgers is going to play for three or four more years, so we're not going to commit in a young quarterback, give up a draft pick, and then find a way to pay him because we can't pay two quarterbacks that kind of money.
No, but if they find themselves in a desperate situation, then, I mean, he has to be because there's not another option.
Well, that's different. If Rodgers is not going to play football this year, it's a completely different subject.
Yes.
But as long as he's playing football, it's, I hate to say it's a contract reason, but it is a contract reason. It's the same reason why I rejected the notion that Zach Wilson as the long-term backup plan for Aaron Rodgers. It was based on the same fallacy. Why? Because Wilson and Fields had the same contract.
Yeah.
This isn't new. So I'd be a hypocrite if I sat here and said, oh, it works for Justin Fields. It doesn't. It's the same scenario. How do you pay Justin Fields at the end of next year? How do you pay him?
Yeah, because you got to decide to pick up the fifth-year option this year, and then if he doesn't play, what are you paying him?
Exactly. It just doesn't work.
No.
Eric is in New Fairfield. What's going on, Eric?
What's up, Eric?
Hello, Sean and friends. How are you guys?
What's up? See, you got a decision to make. You have A-Rod Day. Now everybody thinks it's your show, Sean.
No. I go back with Sean to the DA show. He knows me as Neil. Really great guy. You guys are in for a treat. You haven't even tapped his full potential yet. He's like Super Saiyan 1 right now.
Oh, good. I can't wait. What's up, dude?
Just real quickly, I wanted to give a proposition to all those forlorn New York fans who are, you know, destroyed by the Saquon and the Garrett Cole news. If you come to my furniture store, Country Willow in Bedford Hills, wearing a sports jersey,
okay,
and say Ryan Clark sucks, you get the friends and family discount.
Wow. I like that promotion.
You'll like this. We are the NWO of furniture. You got that?
Yes.
Life.
I like that.
For life.
You know,
we usually don't allow
these kinds of free promotions, but I like this. In fact, why don't you say it again? Where's your place? And what do you have to say again to get the discount? I forgot. Go ahead.
We are Country Willow in Bedford Hills, New York, voted best furniture store in Westchester County, you know, 20 years.
Sure.
Plus.
I know it was.
Come in wearing a sports jersey. You say Ryan Clark sucks. You get the friends and family discount, and we'll get you a stuffed turtle.
Look at that. And a stuffed turtle. All you got to do is say Ryan Clark sucks.
Shut the hell up, Ryan Clark.
That's all you got to do. You do that, you got the sports. By the way, that should be a promotion all around New York City. I like that.
Right.
Every local business should offer some kind of discount if you say Ryan Clark sucks or if you say shut up, Ryan Clark. I think we would allow that as well. Is that... That's fair, right?
I love the amount of drops that I'm starting to pick up. Loogie's like clipping me like crazy.
Well,
it's like you think I say some bad things over here.
You do give Loogie us a lot of material, do you?
Shut the hell up, Ryan Clark.
I mean, my God, you're a shock jock over there.
Not really.
Now, I have to reveal something because this was insane for me the other day. One of my sons, in fact, I'll just name who it was. My youngest son, Spence, had a tirade. It was an epic tirade over the most ridiculous thing ever.
Kids of that age are wont to do that.
Oh, yes. And it had me thinking, what are some of the most insane tirades I've seen my children have? Something we could all relate to. So I'm calling an emergency.
Except for Loogie.
Cinco de Evo.
Cinco de Evo on Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
All right. Me up every time.
Let's get started with number five.
Number five.
And this is the thing that Spence did the other day that's going to be number five. He demanded a red shirt. It had to be red and it had to be long sleeve. If it wasn't that, he freaked out and threw it at me.
Why?
I don't know. I could not find a red shirt.
Did he ever dream about a red shirt?
I don't know. And then when I finally found the red shirt, it was short sleeve. And he said, no, no, cover my arms, Dad, cover my arms. Freaked out. Ended up being shirtless for the rest of the day because he wouldn't wear anything that wasn't red. You like that one?
I love that one.
Nope. Number four.
I'm playing sports in the backyard. Stop being so hard on me, Dad.
Okay. Okay.
Stop being so easy on me, Dad.
Okay.
Stop being so hard on me, Dad. Stop going easy on me, Dad. I'm like, holy crap. I don't know what to do. Easy on you? Hard on you? Irrational on you? You don't understand that one, Sean, do you?
I know.
Be right in the middle.
I do, but I just need to ask, was it baseball?
It was basketball.
Mm. Baseball, I would have beaned my kid in the head with a wooden.
That would have been your answer.
Number three.
The milk is too cold.
What? Yes.
What?
The milk is too cold. So
does he have a cavity?
No, this, and I don't want to name which kid did this. I'm trying to be fair about this.
This had to be Jet.
No, this was Spence again. Sorry. Jet was the too hard on me.
I've gotten this one, so I'm in with you.
The too cold thing?
Yup. Too cold.
And what do you do? Because I'll tell you what I did.
Put it in the microwave?
No. I turned it in my hands and went, shh. Okay, now it's warmer.
Do you really want to know what I did in assistance? Because this was a month ago.
Yeah,
go ahead. Put it in the microwave?
I put it towards my butt. I fake farted, made her laugh, and said, now it's warm. And it was the same exact temperature, and then she drank it.
I'm going to try that. Thank you. It's good advice.
Laughed. I broke the ice.
Interesting. Mm. Okay.
Number two.
This is for Loogie. He'll understand this. Getting mad at me for how the WWE booked an angle. Why did they do that to Austin Theory?
How does he even comprehend that?
Well, because the first thing I taught my oldest son was wrestling is fixed. It's scripted, and it's created by the booker. So he knows the booker.
Okay.
He now knows it's Triple H because I was done getting crap from him. So he knows it's all scripted, still loves it. This is the way my dad taught me wrestling as well, and I appreciate that. The first thing I knew is scripted, scripted, scripted. So when the script doesn't go the right way, he gets mad at me. That's why I eventually said, blame Triple H. I didn't book Cody Rhodes to not finish his story a year ago.
Here's Twitter, now called X. Yeah. Write Triple H.
Exactly. Exactly. But the number one is, you're not going to believe this.
Number one.
Being upset that they couldn't get milk from my breast.
What?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What?
Yeah, that's right. As a baby, as a young baby. Both of my boys wanted the breast. You know, they're breastfed. I mean, it makes perfect sense. And I have to say, no, Dad doesn't do that. And a tirade would occur. Now, granted, they were only 5 or 6 months old or 3 months, so whatever they were.
Can't comprehend.
But it was, I don't understand. And then they try to bite it. They try to get the milk from the bowl.
They built for speed or for comfort?
Do you like, are you hanging around without your shirt on?
No, they go right through the shirt. Well, sometimes there was a time where my shirt wasn't on.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, go right in there. I mean, Sean, this definitely happened to you.
Look, I have probably bigger breasts than Evan. In that spot, Evan, because I dealt with this with my youngest when she was younger, it's a very easy solution. Get a bottle with the breast milk into it, have it next to your nipple, fake them out.
Mm. You old sailor, you.
So I feed them with the bottle basically under my armpit, and as they're attacking the nipple, they actually get the bottle nipple. Mm-hmm.
So you've
quit. That's actually genius. That has never happened to me.
I've done a lot of dad stuff on the fly.
I have 6 kids. Never.
Never happened to you?
Not one time.
Did any of those tirades ever happen to you?
Yeah, plenty of them, okay. But not the cold milk, because I would just put it in the microwave.
Tiki, you've never had droopy man breasts, though, your entire life.
Yeah, I think this is a man boob issue that me and Sean have.
So they're confused.
It's a kid instinct. Oh, they look like mommies. I'm in.
So there you go. An emergency Cinco de Evo right here on WFAN. Any ones I missed that you have experienced, Sean?
So you're very spot on. The milk is cold or whatever. I get a lot with the outfits, and especially the shoes. They want to wear mismatching shoes, and we'll start throwing shoes at me.
Mismatching shoes?
Because they're allowed, because my wife is nuts, to wear mismatching socks all the time. It's like a fun thing. My wife doesn't match her socks. Because of that, they attribute feet to this. So they want to wear a boot and a sneaker. And I'm like, we're not doing that. We have a society we abide by. And that is a frequent fight in my house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but good job, Evan.
Thank you very much.
Biggest one for me, Ev, you'll never have because you have boys. Mm-hmm. But obviously Tracy's white, I'm black, that they have curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it is naughty as all get out.
Mm.
And when I comb it, I'm not nice about it.
Oh, jeez.
So first you got to wet it. Never curly hair, it's got to be wet.
Right.
Because otherwise it's going to turn into like a for real fro. So I wet it like extensively, almost like she's in the shower. So she's crying about that. You're getting it all over my teddy bear. It's all over my shirt. And then I start combing it, and there's just knots in it. And it's like, all right, I'm not going to do this for 4 hours. So it's coming out. So I'm just knotting through the hair, and I get yelled at.
Yeah.
Loudly.
But I kind of understand it.
Of course.
You said you're not nice about it. Pain that was your words.
Pain. Just weakness leaving your body.
Is that what you tell them?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's a great lesson.
I can't do it. I stubbed my toe. By the way, real quickly, Giants have signed another guard. Aaron Stinney started 11 games for the Bucks last year.
There you go. The Giants adding to their offensive line. Real quick, Dan is at Mount Olive. What's going on, Dan?
What up, Dan?
About a year ago, my 4-year-old daughter was having the epic meltdown of her life because she wanted to chase her 2-year-old sister around the house with a pair of scissors.
Oh, oh my God.
Complete and utter meltdown for the better part of a half an hour.
So what did you do? How did you solve it?
To be honest with you, I think I lost my mind. I think I lost my mind and blacked out, and I don't even remember. She made up something.
Right. She was still healthy and like safe when you woke up. That's all about it.
I think one of the problems you run into is that sometimes for us, mommy can save us. Mommy mm-hmm. can get us out of this. I remember there was a time about a year ago where mama was away. So I was handling the boys. And when the tirade went on and on and on, I had no out. I had no escape button like you had on the computer. It was like, what the hell are you supposed to do? Mm-hmm. So I thought it was what Dan was going to say. You just kind of let the tirade just finish out.
Yeah, ignore.
You just sit down, put the Met game on, really pump up that volume. Gary Cohen, please talk louder.
Unless they're hurting themselves or going outside, ignore them.
And let them scream themselves silly.
And so at this point, because my kids are more grown than yours are, it's just me. So Tracy's out or travel, whatever. They don't say a word. It's like, unless they need something, it's nothing. I've like trained them to be quiet around me. It's amazing.
Smart. We'll get back to your calls in a second, including hearing from someone who used to work at Chuck E. Cheese, who can maybe supply us more information on their brilliant pizza. But when we come back, a lot of baseball to get to as well, including the firm update on Gerrit Cole and how it may change your expectations for him and this Yankee season. Toll-free numbers, 877-337-6666. Excuse me. That's a long week when you're doing book readings as well, when you lose that voice at 3:55. We'll come right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.